This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America, on some of America's great radio stations. Special thanks go to our military men and women who are listening to us now right around the world, and our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. Now, to all the people that are working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics, too. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for a lot more information. All right, well, Ms. Rosemary has the night off, so we're going to play the national anthem. America and all those who defend, protect, and serve her, keeping us free and safe. Well, I got some letters to the radio show to me, and let's see, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different letters. I'm going to read a couple of them right now because they're really pretty good, and I'm not going to take them in any particular order other than the way I got them. First of all, Jerry R., listening to us in Clearwater, Minnesota. Jerry R., thank you very much. He says, Captain, the first thing we need to do is to stop referring to the leftists as the Democratic Party. They are not the Democratic Party, as there's nothing about them that even remotely resembles democracy. Also, they cannot be referred to as liberal, as there is nothing about them that is actually liberal. Leftists are a mere one step away from becoming fascists, and everything about the majority in the House of Representatives today is extremely close to the beginnings of 1930s Germany. No, the Democratic Party has been infiltrated with Nazis in thought, mind, and spirit. This is no longer a time to laugh at people like OAC or Omar or any of the subversive congressmen or women. Our majority leftist house is bent on destroying the republic, not this democracy. Well, you're right, Jerry R., you're right, which is why you're in Minnesota. You got to get rid of this Omar woman. That's your home turf up there. Now, you may not live in her district, but I'm sure you know people that do, and you got to get rid of her yourself. So there you go. Now, the other thing is, I want you to understand that Ann in Tacoma, Washington, is also on board with this thought. She says, if the great USA goes socialist, it won't be just the USA that will be finished. The whole world will be finished. Thank God for the United States Constitution. It's because of it and Donald Trump. The USA will never be socialist. And I agree with you, Ann. Freedom will be fought for and won. And I agree with you there, too, Ann. And I believe I'm going to read one more. This is from S.L. in Washington, D.C. Captain, the naked truth is the leftist social communist Dems are pulling out all the stops in order to swing this republic fully socialist, a.k.a. communist. They want so fervently to have open borders that they've now introduced a bill to allow illegal aliens here in America the right to vote. And this is all being funded by Soros, the New World Order globalist types, with Barack Hussein Obama behind the curtain down the street from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, with so much help from Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. So lovingly dedicated to Lucifer himself. How fitting, you ask. Yes, it is. But America will survive. We, the American people, will not let this happen to America. Well, SL, thank you. I hope you're right. I hope you're right. And the other thing is, when Denise comes on, top of the next hour, we've got new information on the the Russian that was found dead here in the United States. There's some very interesting information that proves to the fact that he might have been killed because of the type of injuries that they're now discovering. And by the way, I've got a question here from Cindy. And Cindy is in Denver, Colorado, listening to us on AM 710 KUNUS. Thank you, Cindy. She says, Captain, what is the alternative to Fox? Well, here we go. Newsmax, number one. Channel 349 and DirecTV. I don't know what the channel numbers are elsewhere, but Newsmax, number one. Or, if you want to watch news that's strictly news, One America News Now. They don't editorialize the news. They report it fairly and accurately. So that's Newsmax or One America News Now is where I would go. Because I spend a lot of time over there myself looking at all the different stories that are there. All right. I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Your phone calls are welcome. Kathy, give them the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at gcnlife.com. That's gcnlife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at gcnlife.com. That's gcnlife.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Welcome back, everybody, to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from our broadcast home studio here in Tampa, Florida. And thank you very much for everybody that's chiming in and opining in tonight. We got a lot of people that are communicating with us on the Facebook Messenger. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at David E. Garrett Jewelers. Now, David E. Garrett Jewelers, for over 36 years, has been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service. Now, they are a family-owned Christian business. They offer an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices. And while they also specialize in one-of-a-kind pieces, sure to catch anyone's attention. Now, I'm having them work on something for me. It's going to be a little necklace with the Twin Towers, the original Twin Towers on it, and the inscription 9-11-01. And they're going to make that for me. And you can get all that sort of stuff done there, too, by going to their website and check out their catalog online, DavidEGarrettJewelers.com. Garrett is spelled G-A-R-R-E-T-T, DavidEGarrettJewelers.com. Shop the thousands of available items or give them a call for something special at 937-325-3680 for a more personal shopping experience. David E. Garrett Jewelers, a jeweler you can trust, and they are a proud sponsor of the Captain's America Third Watch, as well as the Ron Edwards Notebook. All right. You know, President Donald Trump's emergency declaration is a proper use of executive power to protect our country's borders and keep America safe. Now, this comes from the Attorney General's of Texas, Ken Paxton, Curtis Hill from Indiana, and Jeff Landry from Louisiana. Now, they all wrote that, unfortunately, the crisis at the southern border is one that only the federal government may truly solve. Now, I will say this. I do believe this is going to wind up in the Supreme Court for a decision. There is a lawsuit coming. The Democrats are also planning on trying in the House to see if they have enough votes to overturn the veto. And keep in mind, I don't believe that's going to happen. Now, something else from the Office of Management and Budget. The president's budget was written with the everyday American taxpayer in mind. And all across the country, hardworking taxpayers have to balance their household budgets, finding ways to do more with less in some cases, and still save for the future. Now, our federal agencies and departments should be held to the same level of responsibility and accountability. It's way past time, ladies and gentlemen, for a balanced budget amendment. Way past time. If we have to do it, they should have to do it. Don't you think? If we have to do it, they should have to do it. Now, just a thought on my part, but then what do I know? But then again, what happens when you spend more money than you have? Well, one of two things. If you're a business and you can't borrow more money, you go out of business, right? Because you don't have the revenue to pay for what it is that you're doing. If you're an individual, sure, you can file individual bankruptcy. Or you can redo your budget, revamp what you're doing, and pull yourself up by the bootstraps and do what needs to be done to straighten out the mess you're in. Now, let's see here. I just got something here from my buddy Roger. See what he's talking about. Oh, it's not Roger P. Showman. It's Roger. Somebody else. Okay. Somebody else. All right. This is Roger in Omaha, Nebraska. He says, Captain, love your show. We're soon going to be getting it here in Nebraska. I've been calling every day, talking to the people there. There's a Salem station here, and they tell us that they're considering bringing your show on. Well, that's great, Roger. I thank you very much. But here's his question. He says, Captain, my paycheck has risen not once but twice in the last year, and I didn't even ask for the raise. But we are under a profit-sharing plan, and when we do well, one of the things that we do at our manufacturing plant is we all get a small percentage back, not in the form of profit, but in the form of a pay raise for doing a good job. And twice this year, we've received pay raises of 3%. In the past 12 months, our pay has gone up 12%. Now, while we're in Nebraska, and while we're a small company, maybe this is an idea whose time has come for other companies across the country to get pride in their work, raise the quality of what they make, and help out America at the same time. Roger, I couldn't have said it better. Great job, my man. Great job. And thanks very much. Now, again, we've got some of the smartest listeners in the world that listen to this program and comment. And here's one from, let's see, who's this? This is Peter. And this is Peter in Wesley Chapel, who's up early. He says, Captain, the U.S. trade deficit for goods hit a record high in 2018, but critics wrongly blame this on the failure of President Donald Trump's trade policies. Gross domestic product growth at 3% in 2018, coupled with a rapid rise in real wages and the lowest unemployment in 50 years, boosted import demand, even as slower growth in markets like Europe suppressed U.S. exports. That's the reason why we have the economy we do and why we have a budget deficit. Okay, well, I got it. Understand it. Oh, Richard in Oregon, good morning. And Margie is down in Margie's down in Miami with her son tonight. He's a Marine that's over here from California. And they're enjoying some time together. Mama Marine and baby Marine. No, she's a Marine, Mom. She wasn't a Marine. All right, let's see here. Okay, let's see what Ed has to say. Ed, our favorite trucker from Gordon. Captain, us on the conservative side need to stop with the speech police stuff. Congresswoman Ila Omar from Minnesota left her speech. Please do not send to her. What? Oh. Do not stop her from speaking. No, we're not. We don't want to stop her from speaking. We just want to reprimand her for what she's already said, Ed. I mean, if you or I had said that, Ed, we would have been in big trouble. You might not have been driving a truck right now if we said what she said. So there you go, my man. By the way, looking at the president's daily job approval, at the end of last week, he was at 48%. And Americans strongly suspect that the just-uncovered college admissions cheating scandal is only the tip of the iceberg as far as the country's top schools are concerned. And I tend to agree with that. I think we're going to find all kinds of pay-to-play stuff when they get going. By the way, the Rasmussen Reports Economic Index climbed to 142.4 in March, up another 7 points from last month, and is sitting amongst the 2018 highs. Again, for the people that are saying the economy's going to hell in a handbasket, obviously it's not. And voters have a more favorable opinion of President Trump's leadership these days, but they still think that he's being too confrontational and needs to back off the tweets a little bit. Well, I don't disagree with that either. Now, most voters think Democrats are wrong to bar Fox News from hosting any of their presidential candidate debates, but they don't want President Trump to retaliate against pro-Democratic networks either. Okay? Nobody said anything about retaliating against them. I think the president said that he just wasn't going to participate in their debates. He was thinking about. Also, voters still like the idea of across-the-board cuts in the federal budget, but are increasingly pessimistic that big cuts are on the way, despite President Trump's plan for a 5% reduction in all non-defense discretionary spending this year. All right, well, we're coming back with our first veterans and military news, so don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, across America on some of America's great radio stations. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The death toll in the New Zealand mosque shootings is at 50 after police say they found another body at one of the mosques. Muslim community leader Aliyah Denzison responds to whether or not she's fearful of living there after the shootings.
I'm not afraid of New Zealand. I'm afraid of hate mongers who are in other places who are bringing that hate here.
The suspect, a 28-year-old white supremacist, was charged with murder on Saturday. Add another name to the long list of Democrats running for president in 2020. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand released a video today formally announcing her candidacy.
Our anthem calls America the home of the brave. But we don't realize that the lyrics first pose it as a question.
The New York Democrat launched an exploratory campaign back in January, announcing it on CBS's The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and has spent the past 2 months traveling to key states. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of the military and veterans news is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, Bo will be on the air this week on Thursday, so if you got any questions, get ready to send them to me, and think about what it is you want to ask him. Because National Aviation Academy has got a lot of answers to some problems you might have right now, and here's more.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals, are you in a dead-end job? Are you going nowhere with no chance for the future, a pay raise, or a promotion? Well, I got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck. Now, check out the National Aviation Academy with the two locations they have to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, and the other in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential. I will repeat, unlimited earning potential for growth as a aviation maintenance tech. Now, remember, You can check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That's 800-659-2080. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right. Well, what's headlining the military news right now is a report that came out from the Wall Street Journal yesterday that said the United States military was going to leave 1,000 troops behind in Syria to act as a buffer zone between Turkey and the 60,000 Kurdish forces that were there that had fought against ISIS. Now, shortly after that report came out, the chief of staff, General Joseph Dunford, came out and said the report is wrong. There has been no change to the troop numbers in Syria. The 200 troops they're planning on leaving behind for that buffer zone are still going to be 200 troops. And that's the way that will be. So I will take the general's word over the Wall Street Journal's word in this one. Also, from the VFW, the president's federal spending plan for fiscal year 2020 increases the VA's overall budget by 9.6% to $220.2 billion, which would enable the VA to start implementation of the Mission Act, strengthen mental health access and treatment programs, increase women's health services, and boost electronic health record interoperability with the DOD, plus support a host of legislative initiatives. And to that, I say that's a great idea. All right, and let's switch on over right now and take a call. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Backgammon Bob from Clearwater, Florida.
The one, the only.
That's right.
And what's up?
Anyway, I was just going to respond to your why the left hates religion. And religion means moral, means responsibility and is a moral compass.
That's right.
And that says that they can't just do anything they want and take up all these different things. And also marriage, which is also a part of religion, means fidelity, and they can't just be with anybody they want any time that they want.
Mm-hmm. That's all true.
And the other thing I want to talk about is Dearborn, Michigan. I've seen some videos on Dearborn, Michigan, and this is where, I think this is where that Omar comes from.
She does. It's called Dearbornistan.
Yeah, Dearbornistan.
Mm-hmm.
If you've seen the YouTube videos, you can see the whole city is basically becoming a Far Eastern city.
Yes, it is.
And, and they don't even want to assimilate or do anything. And this is like having somebody come into Congress who doesn't have any allegiance or anything to the United States at all.
You got to remember who has the highest local authority. It's the state of Michigan. You would think they'd do something about it, but so far, nada.
It's unbelievable.
Nada. Not a thing. Same with Minnesota, with that area where the 60,000 Somalis are. Not a thing.
Yeah. And the other thing is California. I've seen some stuff on San Francisco, Los Angeles, the street. They have tents of homeless people.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm.
People doing stuff on the street.
I know.
It's just, and they just, place is just going nuts.
Welcome to socialism.
Yep. And it's going to be like this transition to Venezuela. We'll have little Venezuelans around our country.
Welcome to socialism. That's what will happen if people don't wake up.
All right. Thanks a lot, Captain.
All right. Thanks, Bagnam and Bob. And we appreciate him very much. And his points are very well taken. And it's absolutely positively the truth. Now, this year, the Servicemen's Readjustment Act of 1944, commonly known as the GI Bill, is turning 75. And there have been so many different modifications of the GI Bill throughout the years, enabling millions of veterans to prosper after leaving military service. Now, to celebrate this historic milestone, the VA wants to hear from veterans who've used the GI Bill in any of its different versions. And if you use any version of the GI Bill, go to benefits.va.gov/GI Bill and tell them your story. That's benefits.va.gov /GI Bill and tell them your story. Also, last week, the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency announced the 200th crewman identified from the USS Oklahoma. Out of the 388 individual sets of remains that were recovered from the USS Oklahoma between 1941 and 1944. It's an arduous task and very hard to cope the scope of what they have to do by going through all the DNA and whatnot. Now, in addition, I think I will remember or will mention to you right now that a Montana staff sergeant with the 10th Mountain Division is going to be posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor later this month. His name, Staff Sergeant Travis Atkins of Bozeman, Montana, killed in action June 1st, 2007, when he aggressively attempted to search one of the suspects that they believed had a bomb on. When he realized that he did have an explosive vest under his clothing, the insurgent reached to detonate the bomb. It involved a scuffle between Staff Sergeant Atkins and the insurgent, and with the other soldiers standing only a few feet away from the fight, the bomb went off, killing the insurgent and Staff Sergeant Atkins. And as a result, his Distinguished Service Cross will be updated for saving the lives of three other soldiers from a suicide bomber to the Congressional Medal of Honor. And we thank him for his service to America. Duty above and beyond. The call of duty. And nobody had to ask him to do it either. He did it willingly. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's like in the military. That's what it's like in the fire service. That's what it's like in the police department. The esprit de corps there. That's why you won't hear me saying anything detrimental about any of them. Because having been in the military and having been in the fire service for 25 years, I can tell you that when you dial 911, you're relying on how fast those vehicles can get there and what they can do to help you with your situation. And the only thing different between the police and fire is that the police department has to deal with the weapons, the guns and whatnot, and the fire service is there to save people's lives and put out fires. That's what we normally do, rescues. But anyway, we'll get into that a lot more next hour. Denise Simon going to be around here in about 15 minutes. But coming up, your next Highway and Byway report out there. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, live all across America, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on, the road's been rough. Two more to go before you can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class.
Alrighty, that's Leland Martin, one of the ice road truckers up there somewhere in Canada, and probably by now the rivers are starting to melt the way things are going up there. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, four dealerships to serve you. And remember those four words, you serve, you save. People are coming from all across the United States to buy from Moss Family Automotive because you save tens of thousands of dollars, literally, off the vehicles, the brand new vehicles that you can purchase at Moss Family Automotive. Google them, Moss Family Automotive, find out more. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you, and if you do, guess what? $500 in addition off your deal. Make your best deal. Get another $500 off just by telling the captain sent you. All right. Well, historic to catastrophic flooding continues across portions of the plains and into the Great Lakes. Now, the weather pattern is relatively calm early this week. There will be another system, looks like, coming off the northwest up between Washington and Oregon that'll come inland towards the end of the week. And warm temperatures and snowmelt is now producing flooding from the northern Great Basin to the northern Rockies. Now, a cold front will hit the south here for the next few days, where temperatures will drop off about 8 to 10 degrees from what they were in the daytime, and at night 10 to 12 degrees. It'll be down in the 50s for the most part throughout a large portion of Florida, and 40s in the northern part of Florida. But the humidity level will index will go down, so you'll feel, you know, a lot crisper and nicer. Now, let's take a look at some weather, because since the last forecast, Minnesota has popped up on the radar with dense fog west of the Twin Cities. Now, I-90 going west, just before you get to Fargo, you've got a stretch from the Canadian border about 30 miles wide coming on down to I-90. So that western part of, and it's probably right along the river there, come to think of it, on the North Dakota line. I believe that's the Red River up there, and there's a lot of fog in that area right now, so be careful. Now, rain, eastern part of Washington State. Tonight, rain in the northern part of Idaho, including Coeur d'Alene, and rain in the Boise area, I might add. Rain in northwestern Minnesota tonight, Montana tonight. Rain in southeastern Montana tonight. Now, Montana is kind of unusual because the central half of the state is high and dry tonight. So the northern part of Montana is high and dry. The southern part and the western part's got rain. Now, looking at Wyoming, we've got quite a bit of rain in Wyoming tonight, scattered northern, western, south, southwestern, central, and northeastern. A lot of rain in all those areas tonight. Plus, there is some fog. If you're going up 30 out of Little America, there's some fog up there going up U.S. 30 towards Montpelier. You do have rain in North Dakota tonight, scattered showers, but too few to mention. You do have rain in South Dakota, but scattered showers, too few to mention. However, in Nebraska right now, you've got rain in the northern central part of Nebraska, southeastern Nebraska, down along the Missouri River. Going across Iowa, you got scattered showers there, scattered showers in northern Illinois, and rain up and down the Mississippi River basin tonight from Illinois on down to Louisiana. And then, taking a look at eastern Tennessee, southeastern Tennessee in particular, looks like around Knoxville, you've got a freeze warning there tonight. So that's what's going on there. You've got some scattered fog along the east coast of Florida tonight. You're going up and down 95 to about Daytona from Miami. And in the western part, the panhandle up there from about Pensacola over towards New Orleans, you got some scattered fog in that area as well. So there you go. And keep in mind, windy out there in the western part of Nevada. Reno's got some wind tonight down in the valleys. Truckee, Reno, Sparks. And also wind upstairs going over Downer, so be careful there. Now, want to mention before Denise comes on that I will be up this Saturday in Crystal River. That's the northernmost Nissan dealership for Moss Family Automotive, and I'll be up there from noon to 4. Look forward to seeing many of our great listeners up there. By the way, it's about an hour and a half or 2 hours down from Jasper, depending on which way you come. It's about the same amount of time, maybe add 15 minutes to it, from Valdosta. A couple hours out of the panhandle, so come on over and see us. Take advantage of some of the specials I'll have there. We'll also be giving out free for the test drives, free rounds of golf at the Plantation Inn, which is a very good golf course to play on up there. And we also will have for you free food. So enjoy the food, enjoy the day. Come take a look at all the different models they've got there, and I'm sure you'll find something to your liking. All right, well, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a discrepancy coming from the Wall Street Journal, who wrote a report yesterday that said there would be 1,000 troops left behind in Syria as a buffer zone between the Turkish and Kurdish forces. Now, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Joseph Dunford, came out and said, no, the report is wrong. There's been no change to the troop numbers. And I go back to the 200 that we were going to leave behind. So I think that's where he's at with all this. Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah. we're clearly going to leave some behind. Now, the big question is, what's that number? And that number can probably change based on, I would say at this point, what is necessarily happening with those that are surrendering.
You mean the ISIS?
Yes.
Yeah, and you just reported to me that there was, what, 3,000? When did they surrender, in the last day or two?
Yeah, there have been, in fact, in this town of Barguza, I don't know, whatever the name of the town is, but in there was an estimated 6,000 people that had kind of waved their white flag. Now, the question becomes, is the number of, you know, 5,000 or 6,000, whatever that number ends up being, Islamic State fighters. So that causes, I mean, that's a good thing, but it causes us some issues because we have to determine, we have to vet all these people. You know, where do they come from? Are they, you know, what kind of fighters are they? Are we going to have to put them into some kind of long-term detention? Who's going to take responsibility for them? I mean, it's kind of a nasty situation. You know what I'm saying? It's a good thing. But it's kind of like, do they go to Guantanamo? Do they go back to their home countries? If they don't, because the home country won't take them back now, or we do. So there's a lot of moving parts, which could be the reason why this number of leave behind forces with us in Syria is going to be still to be determined.
Do you remember a few weeks ago when we were told there were about 500 fighters left fighting with ISIS?
Yeah.
And now we got all these other people that are showing up. That's kind of, I mean, I didn't believe it when they said 500. That was my personal thought. So, well, here comes the music. We'll have to talk about this when we come back. So, Denise Simon will be back right after the top of our news. And by the way, remember that Russian ex-Putin advisor who was here in the U.S. who was found dead mysteriously and nobody really knew what the causes were? Well, it looks like he might have been murdered. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.